आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज वर्ल्ड हैज सीन इंडियाज कैपेबिलिटीज एंड टेररिस्ट विल नो लॉन्गर बी स्पेयर्ड। इंडिया विल नॉट डिस्कस एनीथिंग विद पाकिस्तान एक्सेप्ट टेररिज्म एंड पीओके, सेज प्राइम मिनिस्टर। DGMOs of India and Pakistan agree to consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from borders and forward areas. Schools and colleges to reopen today in non-border districts of Jammu and Kashmir. BJP to launch 11-day-long Tiranga Yatra across the country today following success of Operation Sindoor. And in cricket, IPL 2025 to resume on 17th of this month after a week-long pause. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined India's unwavering commitment to combat terrorism following the success of Operation Sindoor. Addressing the nation yesterday evening, Mr. Modi said that the world has seen India's capabilities and it is clear terrorists will no longer be spared. Prime Minister said Operation Sindoor has sent an unambiguous message to terrorist groups and their supporters that any attack on India and its citizens will be met with full force.
Operation Sindoor ye sirf naam nahi hai, nyay ki akhand pratigya hai. 6 mai ki der raat 7 mai ki subah puri duniya ne is pratigya ko parinaam mein badalte dekha.
Mr. Modi said that India will not engage in any discussions with Pakistan except those concerning terrorism and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK. He criticized the Pakistani government and military for supporting terrorism, warning that such actions could lead to their downfall.
मैं आज विश्व समुदाय को भी कहूंगा, हमारी घोषित नीति रही है, अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो टेररिज्म पर ही होगी, अगर पाकिस्तान से बात होगी तो पाक ऑक्यूपाइड कश्मीर पीओके उस पर ही होगी। पाकिस्तानी फौज, पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं, वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा। पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा।
Prime Minister said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Mr. Modi said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. In light of this statement, Mr. Modi said India reviewed the situation and decided to temporarily suspend its counter-operations against Pakistan's terrorist and military installation. The Prime Minister outlined 3 key pillars of India's security doctrine.
पहला, भारत पर आतंकी हमला हुआ तो मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया जाएगा। हम अपने तरीके से, अपनी शर्तों पर जवाब देकर रहेंगे। हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं। दूसरा, कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा। न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा। तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे।
Mr. Modi pointed out that during Operation Sindoor, the world once again witnessed Pakistan's disturbing reality with senior Pakistani military officials openly attending funerals of eliminated terrorists, proving Pakistan's deep involvement in state-sponsored terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that India will continue taking decisive steps to safeguard its citizens against any threat.
हम भारत और अपने नागरिकों को किसी भी खतरे से बचाने के लिए लगातार निर्णायक कदम उठाते रहेंगे। साथियों, युद्ध के मैदान पर हमने हर बार पाकिस्तान को धूल चटाई है और इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने नया आयाम जोड़ा है।
Underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism, the Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. He emphasized that zero tolerance against terrorism is the guarantee of a better and safer world.
Har prakar ke aatankwad ke khilaf hum sabhi ka ekjut rehna hamari ekta हमारी सबसे बड़ी शक्ति है। निश्चित तौर पर ये युग युद्ध का नहीं है, लेकिन ये युग आतंकवाद का भी नहीं है। टेररिज्म के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस ये एक बेहतर दुनिया की गारंटी है।
We spoke to defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra about Prime Minister's address.
The Honorable Prime Minister of India addressed the nation at 8 p.m. yesterday on the historic victory of India in Operation Sindoor. He saluted the Indian Armed Forces, namely Indian Army, the Indian Navy, and the Indian Air Force, the Central Armed Police Forces, the intelligence agencies, and the scientists on the most intense campaign since Kargil. He said, "I dedicate our soldiers' valor and bravery to every mother, sister, and daughter." He emphasized that terror and talk and terror and trade can't go together. Also, he said, water and guts cannot flow together. He unveiled the new three-point doctrine and framed it as part of the global war on terror. The three key issues are a response on India's terms, second, no tolerance for terror that hides under the nuclear umbrella, and third, no distinction between the terrorists, their leaders, and a government that sponsors them. He made it very clear that of Hindus has only been suspended and its suspended military action will match Pakistan's behavior in the coming days and see what sort of attitude Pakistan will adopt ahead.
Home Minister Amit Shah has saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian armed forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. He added that Mr. Modi has always proven that no enemy of the country can go unpunished. Mr. Shah also lauded the courageous personnel of the Border Security Force. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also praised Prime Minister's address to the nation and called it inspirational. In a social media post, he mentioned that a promise has been redeemed by the government through Operation Sindoor. Union Minister and BJP Chief Jagat Prakash Nadda has lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address to the nation and said that it reflects country's unwavering commitment against Pakistan and terrorism. Hailing Mr. Modi's speech, Mr. Nadda said that India has given the message of Buddha to the whole world, but the path of peace goes through power. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. Director General of Military Operation, DGMO level talks were held between India and Pakistan yesterday evening. In a statement, Indian Army said that issues related to continuing the commitment that both sides must not fire a single shot or initiate any aggressive and inimical action against each other were discussed. The J&K government has decided to reopen schools and colleges in non-border districts of Jammu as well as Kashmir divisions from today. This decision was taken after comprehensive review of the ground situation in the aftermath of recent cross-border shelling incidents. However, the educational institutions in border areas will remain closed as a precautionary measure for safety of students as well as staff. The BJP will organize an 11-day long Tiranga Yatra across the country from today, following the success of Operation Sindoor. It has been organized as part of BJP's outreach to people about the Modi government's determined leadership and the valor of armed forces. The campaign, which will continue till 23rd of this month, will also involve prominent members of the society, ex-servicemen and social workers. Air India has said that in view of the latest developments and keeping passengers' safety in mind, flights to and from Jammu, Leh, Jodhpur, Amritsar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Chandigarh and Rajkot are cancelled for today. In a social media post, the airline said it is monitoring the situation and will keep the passengers updated. For more information, people may call the airline contact centre or visit their website. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said that the United Kingdom risks becoming an island of strangers without stronger and stricter immigration curbs. Addressing media after releasing the immigration white paper, he announced that the residency period required to obtain permanent settlement in Britain has been extended from 5 to 10 years. He also made it clear that the government is increasing the skill thresholds for migrant workers, raising the degree level required and tightening the English language requirements. He detailed that the white paper sets out every area of the immigration system, work, family and study will be tightened up so that the government has more control. Moving on to the world of sports, the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced that the Indian Premier League IPL 2025 will resume on 17th of this month. We have more details on this from our sports desk.
After the resumption of India's cricketing festival on 17th of May, the first match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. No matches will be played in Mohali or Dharamshala for the remainder of season. Punjab Kings match against Mumbai Indians, which was earlier to be held at Ahmedabad, will now be played at the SMS Stadium in Jaipur on 26th of May. The final of the IPL will now be played on 3rd of June, with the playoffs to be played from May 29 onwards. The venues for the playoffs will be announced later. Moving on to badminton, the Thailand Open Super 500 tournament will begin today in Bangkok. Young Indian shuttlers Ayush Shetty and Unnati Hooda will look to build on their recent impressive run, while Lakshya Sen will be eager to regain his rhythm during the event. On to next update, Hockey India has unveiled Indian women's team set to compete in the European leg of the FIH Pro League 2024-25 scheduled to begin next month. The squad will be led by midfielder Dynamo Salima Tete as captain, with experienced forward Navneet Kaur serving as vice captain. With Moinuddin Khan, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department has said that heat wave conditions are expected in Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today. It said hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Bihar. Warm night conditions are expected in eastern Uttar Pradesh. It said light to moderate and heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are expected over northeastern states, Kerala, Karnataka, Rayalaseema and eastern Rajasthan. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarabjeet. Most newspapers today open with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's first address to the nation since Operation Sindoor. The Hindustan Times quoting the PM leads with "Won't tolerate nuclear blackmail, terror, talks can't go together." The Asian Age notes DGMOs agree on troops, reduction at border, LOC. The Statesman mentions temporary closure of 32 airports lifted after India-Pakistan ceasefire. The Economic Times notes, and when the bullet stopped, bulls ran free. Indices leap highest in a day in 4 years on pause in military and economic hostilities. With US and China agreeing on major tariff reduction for 90 days, the Business Standard writes US-China tariff truce may narrow India's export edge. With the stalwart announcing retirement from Test cricket, Indian Express mentions after 123 tests, the quiet grind, long days, Virat Kohli says enough. And finally, in a strategic move to strengthen its ground-level intelligence network, the Delhi police has turned to delivery personnel and cab drivers. Gig workers to become Delhi police informers writes a pioneer. With that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says world has seen India's capabilities and terrorists will no longer be spared. India will not discuss anything with Pakistan except terrorism and POK, says Prime Minister. DGMOs of India and Pakistan agree to consider immediate measures to ensure troop reduction from borders and forward areas. BJP to launch 11-day-long Tiranga Yatra across the country today. And in cricket, IPL 2025 to resume on 17th of this month. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.